We're joined for a kōrero by Tracy Hopapa, who heads the Federation of Māori Authorities. Now, the coalition government's disbanded He Waka Eke Noa and will establish a new pasture sector group in its place to deal with biogenic methane. Now, He Waka Eke Noa was introduced back in 2008 and was a partnership between government agencies, the primary sector and iwi for pricing agricultural emissions. It was intended as an alternative to bringing agriculture under the emissions trading scheme. Tracy Hopapa is with us to reflect on the fact that it has now been kicked to touch. Tracy, it's good to talk again.
Kia ora, Dale. Kia ora.
Thanks very much. The agricultural sector, not in the ETS, was this flagged to you that it was going to happen? And how might it affect Māori on the land? Tracy, take the stage for a moment and talk with us about the emissions trading scheme and agriculture and, indeed, He Waka Eke Noa. Kōrero mai.
Aotearoa has made commitments internationally to lower emissions generally. Ag emissions are up to 50% of New Zealand or Aotearoa's emissions overall. And so He Waka Eke Noa aimed to reduce ag emissions and also manage systems change across our land, our farms, and our pastoral sector over over time. The idea of key industry groups and FOMA was part of He Waka Eke Noa working together for a strategy or plan to achieve that. In principle, Dale, was sound. We were unable to achieve that within the time, because when we came to decision making, obviously, there were organisations and entities who were unable to agree with the overall approach, the impact of those decisions, and what that meant for farmers, both Māori and mainstream, in Aotearoa. So there was that. The fact is that Aotearoa has made commitments internationally to lower our emissions, and we are bound by those commitments, both in the primary sector as well as the government of the day. And so what FOMA has said to our Minister for Ag and also our Minister for Climate Change is that Māori must be at the table, Dale. We are 35% of red meat, 35% of dairy. We've got 50% of forestry. We have considerable assets and interests as businesses, as landowners, as farmers and foresters in this space. And so what we've said is for the pastoral sector group, and we agree in principle with this approach, FOMA needs to be at the table alongside of Dairy NZ, beef and lamb, deer industry, feed farmers, deer cans, and the Meat Industry Association. What this means, though, Dale, for Ahu Whenua, is that our approach puts our people and our environment at the centre of our decision-making. And the fact is that the Remain international market access issues with regards to climate change, emissions reductions, carbon and other areas, which means that we have to change here in Aotearoa. The way we farm, the way we use our land, we need to have a systems change which is economically and environmentally sustainable, where we can still create wealth and prosperity while considering what's best for our land and our communities. And just the last comment as an overall, Dale, is that we cannot ignore, you know, the macro drivers that are impacting our regional economies right now. You know, if you think about what happened last year with Gabrielle, you know, the weather events from climate change, Dale, are affecting our whānau and our hapū in the regions. And so what FOMA is saying to our ministers for climate and ag, and also our prime minister, is that Māori need to be at the table to be part of the decision making.
Well, I would have assumed that we were already, when you quote those sorts of figures, 35% red meat, dairy, the same 55% in forestry, you'd think that we would be front and centre. There was little pūtea afforded climate change issues in the recent budget. The reputational damage that is done by our decision to take agricultural emissions out of the ETS will have far-reaching consequences when overseas importers look at the provenance of the produce that they are buying. One of the reasons they like New Zealand is because of our reputation for environmental sustainability. That surely must be taking a hammering internationally.
Absolutely. And I think you've already seen it with the likes of the big industry processes, like Fonterra standing up and saying, we need change. We need our dairy farmers to be sustainable. We need to respond to the Scope 3 requirements, which is really around what you're talking, touching on, Dale, around what the market's saying, what the consumers are saying, and then how do we re-engineering our businesses and our approach to farming, whether it's red meat or dairy or across the pastoral sector, accordingly. And the fact is that our consumers and markets are saying that they want farming to be genuinely sustainable. And that means that we need to consider what the emissions profile is for Aotearoa. Now, there are some great scientists, great research, great studies right now being done by the likes of the New Zealand Greenhouse Gas Group, which is focusing on how we can use technology, science and research to reduce ag emissions through the red meat farming and dairy as well. What this means, though, is that this sector group, now that ag is out of the ETS, the spotlight is on ag right now to come up with the solutions. And so in many ways, there's nowhere for ag, and I'm talking also Māori ag here as well, because we're a significant part of that pastoral sector group and need to be at the table. There's nowhere else for us to hide, Dale. We've got to come up with the solutions. If we don't, quite rightly, ministers will want to ask why, and so will the public, so will the market and the consumers. So in some ways, this puts the spotlight on this group of ag leaders to come up with the answers, to agree on a strategy that will reduce ag emissions. And again, FOMA needs to be part of those conversations.
Tēnā, our people are quite committed here. When we look at the long-term plans that we use to ensure that the land is productive and able to sustain communities well into the future, well beyond what other corporate bodies who have agricultural interests are utilising. We've got 500-year plans, for instance, that you and our listeners are familiar with. So our people will continue to be mindful of the environmental impacts of the mahi that we do, and that's almost at odds with this, we're open for business, let's fast track in, do what you like, go mining, and let your cow's methane go up into the air. Nobody seems to care. I mean, that's where it's going. Once it's gone, it's someone else's problem, it seems. But that doesn't seem to be the way that Māori are approaching this.
Well, look, I think FOMA, and indeed, Ngāi Tātou Tiwi Māori have always talked about sustainable and responsible economic and environmental development for our whānau and hapū. That's the guts of what we do and how we do it as Māori. What we're also saying is that this, you're absolutely right, that the climate change space and sector is crowded, Dale, it's noisy and it's confusing, and what people are saying is it's almost like you can either make money and be an economic fact, business, or you're environmental and you're thinking about the taiao. What Te Ao Māori thinking is saying is that you can do both responsibly and sustainably for intergenerational return. And that Te Ao Māori thinking is exactly what you're talking about, with the market and the consumers saying we still need good produce and good kai, and we want it done responsibly, and we want you, farmers, to be thinking about what's going on in the environment for economic and environmental outcomes for the benefit of our people. And it comes back to what we were talking about, how you measure well-being and wealth through that Te Ao Māori lens, which people are using words now, they are like the renewables and responsible, and looking at that, that's Te Ao Māori thinking. And so the primary sector group that's been re-established, and FOMA will be part of that, and we'll really need to focus very quickly on those outcomes and how we achieve them, because whether He Waki Te Noa succeeded or not, and we accept that this government has taken a new tack, and in principle we support that, because we want ag emissions lower as well. FOMA and Māori want to meet the international commitments that Aotearoa has made with regards to climate change and climate transition and adaptation. And so that means that we can use the body of research, science and analysis that came from He Waka Eke Noa that can feed into the discussions that the primary sector group will be having with Minister McClay and Minister Watts.
Well, tēnā koe. Have we been invited to be part of this new pastoral sector group?
Yes, we have been.
Okay. And you're our rep?
Our reps will make a call on who is best suited in terms of skill, experience and connection. So we're looking forward to the discussions.
Always enjoy our discussions. Thanks very much for sharing some time with us again, Tracy. Ngami.
Ngami hioki iwa. Kia ora.
Tracy Hopapa is the long-time chair of the Federation of Māori Authority.